Hi, everybody. It's a Saturday morning podcast. Man, have we been rolling, baby. Before I get to RJ Bell, let's get to the Blazing Five.
Let's blaze it up.
Fire it up.
It's Collins Blazing Five. Titans at Colts.
Oh, this breaks my heart. I love the Colts and Andrew Luck. I got to take Tennessee plus two here. Their defense this season, points per game, yards allowed. It's all top five, top six in the NFL. Marcus Mariota has been in a groove. Mike Vrabel's done a nice job coaching with this team. I get less roller coaster, more dependability. Now, the Colts have won three in a row, but they beat the Bills, Raiders, and Jags, who are a combined 7-21 this year. And I've seen the Colts over the last two games. Their defense is eroding. Take Tennessee in the points. They win 27-23. Bums me out.
Broncos at Chargers.
Listen, four of the six Bronco losses are within 7 points. It's a number. I like the number here. I get Denver plus seven. The Chargers finally come home after like a month not being there, and it's not much of a home field advantage anyway. Denver, since week seven, has played real defense. Top two or three in the league. Von Miller has owned the Chargers more than any opponent in his career. 13 sacks in 12 career games. And listen, Denver is a big play offense here. You'd think Case Keenum, they're a big play offense. I get 7 points. I think Denver may not win. I'll take the Chargers to win 30-26, but I'm taking the touchdown in Denver.
Raiders at Cardinals.
I'm not watching this game. It's going to be garbage. But I'm taking Oakland plus 5.5 points. The Cardinals are 2-0 against the 49ers. They've lost everywhere else. They lose to everybody else. They've beaten the Niners. Well, you should beat the Niners right now. Jimmy Garoppolo's hurt. Arizona's last or next to last in everything. Yards, rushing yards, big plays, points per game. The Raiders have far better personnel offensively, and their red zone defense is top 10 in the league. Listen, the question is, have the Raiders quit on John Gruden? I just have never seen a team quit before Thanksgiving, so I'm going to take the Raiders to win. I have to take the 5.5 points. This is virtually an unwatchable football game, but I'm going to take the Raiders to win 27-24. Even if they don't win, I'll take the points.
Vikings at Bears.
Like it? I love it. My favorite bet of the week, Minnesota plus three at Chicago. Minnesota's got better players. I mean, I know you love Khalil Mack and that defense. Minnesota's got the better defense. Minnesota's defense this year is first in third down percentage, first in sacks tied, second in red zone, third in. Minnesota's got the better defense. It's just everybody loves Khalil Mack. Okay, the Vikings have beaten the Bears three straight times. And by the way, the thing about Chicago, they can move the ball around a lot, but they settle for field goals more often than touchdowns. I'm not a buyer of Mitch Trubisky. I get the better team and the points. Minnesota wins 30-27.
Chiefs at Rams.
I live in L.A. I must love the Rams. My second favorite bet of the week. I'm taking Kansas City plus 3.5 points. I get this offense and over a field goal. And by the way, right now, I'm not sure Kansas City's defense isn't better than the Rams' defense. You can run on the Rams. Kareem Hunt can run on the Rams. You can push back at the Rams and take the ball away from the Rams. Kansas City's now got Justin Houston. I got a little Eric Berry. I got some Dee Ford. And I know the offense is great. Listen, the Rams have allowed, over the last three games, 34 points a game. Now, maybe the Rams will solve some of their problems, but I think there's a lot of Ndamukong Suh, Marcus Peters sort of doing their own thing. I got Kansas City with the upset win, 33-31. Right now, I think they're playing better. Right now, this minute, I think they're the better team, and I get over a field goal. Rams home field, nebulous. Not a great home field advantage right now for the Rams.
All right, RJ Bell in 1 minute. Discover, folks, the easiest way to juggle binging on content you love while doing your favorite activities with Audible. Listening to Audible's unmatched selection of audiobooks, original audio shows, news, comedy, and more allows users to experience new journeys without having to drop what they're doing. Any book can be heard on the go. Any book. It's a great source of motivation while doing things like hiking or road tripping. By becoming a member, users receive one free audiobook a month, exclusive sales, and 30% off regularly priced audiobooks. Plus, your books are yours to keep. With Audible, you go back, re-listen anytime, even if you cancel your membership. If this doesn't sound good, Audible is offering listeners a free audiobook. If this doesn't sound good enough, Audible is offering listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audible.com/Saturday Original and browse their selections of audio programs. That's audible.com/Saturday Original. Download a title free. Start listening. It's that easy. audible.com/Saturday Original or text Saturday Original to 500-500 to get started today. All right, we bring in RJ Bell, pregame.com, the exclusive odds provider of the Associated Press. He is also doing, as we've mentioned several times, the first ever national network radio show covering sports betting, 6 to 7 Eastern on Fox Sports Radio. All right, here we go. My first bet of the week, Bears-Vikings. I'm going to take Minnesota plus 3. First of all, Chicago's defense gets a lot of love because of Khalil Mack. I actually think top to bottom, Minnesota's defense is much better. I also think they have better playmakers on offense, and I get points. I'll take the Vikings plus 3. What do the wise guys say?
One of the better picks of the week. Agreement here for sure. Let's think about Minnesota. 4-1 last five games. Only loss, a misleading loss against the Saints. A bunch of turnovers in that game. Minnesota could have easily won that game. Now, let's look at the health of Minnesota. Diggs expected back.
Yep.
Running back Cook getting healthier. Thielen, awesome. And this is a team off a bye. And let's look at the history of Zimmer. I think maybe the second best coach in the NFL.
Wow.
He took over in 2014. If you had said, you know, I like the cut of his jib, I'm going to bet Zimmer every game blind, Colin, you would have covered 68%.
Think about that. That is staggering.
It really is. And on the other hand, you got the Bears. Hey, impressive. And let's give a ton of credit to Nagy. But the Bears have not beaten a team with a 500 record this season. The combined win total of their opponents, 18-37 straight up. Last thing, the kicker on this pick, the Bears kicker, see how I did that there? Last week, he missed four kicks against Detroit. This is a game that's a tight game in theory because we're getting 2.5-3. I think the kicking problem, another negative for the Bears. Love the Vikings.
Okay, let me go to Titans plus 2 at the Colts. Now, you know I love Andrew Luck. Love him. But the Titans have wrecked Dallas and New England's offense in back-to-back weeks. And Tennessee plays close games, even when they go into a game with the inferior quarterback, which they do. I'm going to take Tennessee plus 2 at the Colts, and I love the Colts, and I'm pulling for them. But that Titans defensive front, I think, is going to control the football game. What do the wise guys think?
I tell you, these are both buy-on teams, but I'm going to disagree with you here.
Okay.
This is a close call, so let's break this down. Home field advantage in the NFL is 3. We've been talking about that for years. So this line now is saying clearly the Titans are the better team. I'm not exactly sure that's the case. Let's look at Andrew Luck and what's been going on here with this Andrew Luck. Last 3 games, 10 TDs, 1 interception. Last 4 games, 0 sacks. On 106 pass attempts.
By the way, their GM got heat for taking 2 guards. One is the best left guard in football. The other, they moved to right tackle. He literally reshaped the offense with 2 picks that draft experts booed because he chose guards, the non-glamorous offensive line position. He went heavy on it early. It's been a home run.
Especially considering how hard it is to get NFL-ready linemen out of college these days, especially. Now, Andrew Luck's QBR last 3 games has been over 88. First quarterback since Russell Wilson in 2015 to have 3 straight games that good. So we're not talking about, oh, Andrew Luck's having a good year. He's having a historically good year, at least the last 3 games. But here's the kicker to me. Is if you want, and Colin, you're a master, in my opinion, of listening to the comments and getting inside of the players' heads. Tennessee had an agenda, a vendetta against New England because of all the cast-offs.
Yes.
I think the emotion on that win means, yeah, they want to win here, but I think emotional letdown is inevitable for the Titans. And oh, by the way, last thing, Andrew Luck is 9-0 in his history against Tennessee.
Isn't that
never lost.
Yeah, that is incredible. Okay, so we have 1-1. This one's real easy. Denver gets a touchdown at the Chargers. I'm betting a number here. Denver's off a bye. Chargers' home field is not even really an advantage. It'll be 50-50, Bronco fans. The number's too big. I think the Chargers probably win, but I'm betting a number, not a team. What do the wise guys think?
Boy, agreement, but I hate this. I mean, every sharp is with you, but let me tell you why I hate it. Is I would make the following case. Amongst the best, let me ask you a question. Where do you rank, just broadly, the Chargers' offense?
Oh, as far as receivers, number one, I think it's a top five offense.
All right. Where do you rank their defense?
It's a top five defense.
Is there any other team you can say that about in the NFL?
Hold on, let me think about that. No. No, because Kansas City and the Rams are out of the top five defense.
Yeah, and I mean, so to me, I think this Chargers team, though they haven't had the signature wins, but boy, that win in Seattle was the one signature win. We just saw Green Bay in a must-win game not be able to win in Seattle. So to me, this is an example where, yeah, you're right about the home field advantage. Chargers worst in the NFL. By the way, this is the most amazing stat of the week. Last time the Chargers played at home, 41 days ago, because their one home game, quote unquote, on the schedule was in London. They haven't played a home game since October 7th, and they're still winning as much as they're winning. The only thing that makes me okay with Denver is they've actually had a really tough schedule and played those games kind of tight. The Rams, Kansas City twice. They lost those games by a combined 13 points.
No, they stay in games. They're like Tennessee. Their games are close every weekend.
But lastly, Denver on the road, last 14 games, 2-12 straight up. They have not won a division road game the last three seasons, zero. So all the sharps are with you. I'm skeptical, though you do have agreement on Denver.
All right, two more picks left, plus two bonus picks. But first, as your loved ones get together this Thanksgiving, discovering more about their connections, have you ever thought about their genetic connections? Did you inherit your temper from your mom or your dad's side? Oh, how much is in your DNA compared to your brother or sister? That's where 23andMe Ancestry Service Kits allow you to figure out DNA breakdowns, trace parts of your ancestry to individuals from 1,000-plus years ago. You know, how much Neanderthal DNA did you inherit? Opt in and connect with DNA relatives. Ancestry composition reports with 23andMe's composition report. You can explore where your DNA is from out of the 150-plus regions worldwide. You can DNA family and relative finders. They have the share and compare tool with 23andMe share and compare. You can explore genetic similarities and differences between you and your relatives. Share reports with your family and friends, even if they're not customers. This is really great. I've done this. It's fascinating. It's your life story genetically. Now through Thanksgiving, 23andMe Ancestry Service Kits, only $49 per kit if you buy two or more. Do it. It's fun. 50% off the regular price right there of $99 this holiday. So order your 23andMe Ancestry Service Kit at 23andme.com/Colin. That's the number 23andme.com/COLIN. All right, this game I don't want to watch, but I like the number. Raiders plus 5.5 at Arizona. My gut feeling is Arizona may win this thing. But let's be honest about them. They've beaten the Niners and nobody else. And the Raiders are losing games, but I see life. I see offensively playmakers. I think Raiders have much better offensive personnel, veteran quarterback. I'm going to take the Raiders plus 5.5. What do the wise guys say?
So you're feeling pretty good about Derek Carr right now.
Well, better than I am that awful offensive line and a rookie quarterback, Josh Rosen.
No, that's a good point. It is a relative game. You're right. And the Raiders are getting 5.5. You got agreement, but I'm skeptical again, man. This is a pros versus Joe's, though. Pros on the Raiders, Joe's on the Cardinals. Maybe I'm a little Joey this game. Think about this. The Raiders have lost the last five games by two touchdowns or more. It's only the second team this century to do so since 2000. The 2013 Jags, the only other team. And they've been even worse lately. Raiders last nine quarters, so two games and one extra quarter, they've been outscored by 66 points. Think about that a second. This season, the Raiders linebackers, zero sacks, zero interceptions, zero forced fumbles, zero fumble recoveries. I think this is an example, quite frankly, where the team is so bad we can't get the power ratings caught up to them. All that said, what the pros are looking at, they're saying everyone's so down on the Raiders and Arizona's not any better and they're laying more in a field goal. I hear you.
Yeah.
I just wonder if Arizona isn't clearly better than the Raiders, but you certainly have the pros agreeing with you, Colin.
Here was one of my favorite bets of the week. You know, Chiefs-Rams was going to be in Mexico City. Now it's in L.A., which really to me is not much of a huge home field advantage. I get Kansas City plus 3.5. I think right now they may have the better defense. Didn't in the first month, but the Rams, teams are gouging the Rams on the road. This is really tasty to me. Kansas City in L.A., over a field goal, and I think right now they're playing better defense. What do the wise guys think?
Oh, I love this pick. Sharp handicap. We could do 20 minutes on this pick. I will drill in to one fascinating point here. So I'm a big fan of McVay. He's modern. He's always trying to learn, almost like a Silicon Valley, like Golden State Warriors type head coach. One of the things he learned from Belichick last year when they played that Mexico City game, they actually asked the league, the Pats did, can we play Denver beforehand? Because they had Denver on their schedule. League said, okay. And what happened was they played at altitude. Then they practiced at altitude. Then they went to Mexico City. Pats won that game easily. That game was over before it started last year. The Rams and Kansas City both asked to do that. League said, no, you can't do that. But the Rams traveled to Colorado after last week's game and already were there when this game got rescheduled where the location is. So this is the rarest of rare cases, Colin, where the home team, the Rams, will have traveled more than Kansas City, the road team. Why? Because the Rams went all the way to Colorado, and now they've had to come all the way back. You add that with the fires, which you know how distracting, and maybe that's not the right word, like that's life and death, but these fires have taken a lot of energy up from everyone in Los Angeles. So you got a tired Rams team, you've got a more rested road team with Kansas City, and we're getting more than a field goal. Love it.
Okay, a couple of bonus picks for our audience. So I got 4-1 agreement. Texans-Redskins, I'm all over the map. This was the game I did not put in and considered putting in. And then I finally woke up and I said, I've flipped on this thing 5 times, so I don't really have a strong opinion. My gut is to take the Texans minus a field goal at the Redskins. What would the wise guy say to that?
Boy, I would give you slight agreement, but it's such a public play. But here's why.
The public loves Houston.
They like Houston, but they love road favorites. And there is a trend here. Remember, Houston's won 6 in a row, right?
Yes.
So they're scoreboard driven for sure, the public. But here's a trend. Every year I tell you, you love this trend, and it keeps just getting better. NFL teams since 2002 now that are road favorites, but they have 13 days or more rest. All right. So what's the problem being a road favorite? Oh, you're clearly better than that team. If you're tired, you might be a little distracted. You're looking ahead or you're recovering. But if you have a bye, you're focused on that team that you're clearly better than. In this situation, since 2002, 73% against the spread. It's almost unbelievable.
So Texans is the right play.
Yeah, based on that trend, 61 winners, 23 losers. I mean, you don't see those kind of trends.
Right.
Here's why I'm skeptical quickly of Houston. I think they probably are the luckiest team this year. I mean, they've won 4 coin flip games. Literally, it could have went either way, and they won all 4 of them. If they were just 2-2 in those games, we'd be thinking very differently about the Texans. All that said, slight agreement, Texans minus 3.
I was never too into this game. My takeaway is it's going to be really fun. It's the Cowboys season. Falcons at home, a very good home team with a lousy defense, minus 3. I would have taken the Falcons side. What would the wise guys say?
You know, disagreement there, and this is one factor in this game. It's all that matters. Dallas has, as you said, the chance to continue their season, the chance to feel like they're in the playoff hunt. So their motivation, Cowboys, sky high. I believe Atlanta's loss to the Browns was what we call a dream crusher, meaning that loss made their season-long goal of making the playoffs pretty much impossible. Not impossible, but almost impossible. And the Falcons did not expect to lose that game to the Browns, so it was even more of a gut punch. I think the Cowboys have the motivational edge, and I like the Cowboys.
His name is RJ Bell on Twitter. It's at RJ in Vegas. Pregame.com is the exclusive odds provider to the Associated Press, and RJ is the founder of Pregame.com and now hosting a first-ever national network radio show covering sports betting every day. 3 to 4 Pacific, 6 to 7 Eastern on Fox Sports Radio. We get so much positive feedback. When you and I agree, we're over 65 in that ballpark this year again. So I love the picks this week. I really, really like the lines. And great talking to you.
Thank you.